And a good Friday morning. It's 19 minutes past the top of the hour. It's that time once again. That sound means it's time for This Week in Real Estate with Mr. Bob Zadora of the Z-Team with Century 21 LeMack Realty. Morning, Bob.
Morning to you, sir.
How you doing this morning?
I'm great. It's always great to be here in the Eagle, our new nest, and we're so happy with the people and appreciative of the people that listen to us every week and get their real estate information from a show that's been on for over 15 years. I've been doing this. And today, I've got Eric Toddy with me from the Chamber of Commerce. He's the Director of Membership and Sales, and we're going to talk about things that are going on in the area. The Christmas parade's coming up tonight. We want people to come out for that. And we've got, there's a lot of things going on with the Chamber of Commerce that affect people that live here and encourage people to live here. How you doing, pal?
Good. How are you, Bob?
Good.
Good to talk shop with you this morning.
Yes, sir. So there's the parade is tonight, and we can go back and we'll touch on that. But the impact of people coming here as tourists that either turn into clients of real estate or just add to the local economy really can't be overstated. I mean, that we are a tourist-based economy here.
Yeah, we sure are, Bob. You know, Baxter County in 2022 was number 10 of 75 counties for visitor spending.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's a significant number there. And, you know, with in the spending that those visitors did accounted for $206 million. And when you look at 10% of our labor force here in the area is employed in the hospitality industry, that's just a great benefit to have those visitors come here.
Sure. It helps us a lot with our employment.
It sure does. So, and we're seeing an influx of visitors from all over. And a lot of times that leads to them either buying a second home in the area and doing a verbo with it or relocating to the area as well.
And that's how people get here initially, is they come here as tourists, or they used to come here when they were kids and spend time around the lakes and stuff. All these little cabins that you see like on Bull Shoals in Norfolk, that's what those were. Those were all, they were basically like timeshares.
Right.
You know, you'd have the same families there the same weeks of the year, and they grew up, they married. There's tons of stories that come out of those.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I used to help run Blue Lady Resort back in the day, and you'd have, you know, the same families year after year, and they had made it a tradition over a period of, you know, 50 years.
Yeah.
So this is definitely a destination, and it's becoming more so as we move along.
And we're seeing that. I mean, COVID was a big help to get people down here, people trying to get out of where they were and coming here and seeing what it is that we've got here.
Absolutely. You know, that was a bit of a benefit for us, whereas other places it was devastating. But here we benefited from it and from visitors going, wow, you know, this is a really cool area. I'd like to either visit here again or maybe even retire here or move here and change careers or follow a different career path.
And the number of businesses that have developed over the past couple of years, I know membership is up quite a bit, and the number of people that do move here and say, you know, I always wanted to.
Right.
And they're able to live their dream. They can forget about whatever it was that they were when they were where they were.
Exactly.
As confusing as that sounds. And they can start fresh here.
Yeah.
With a whole new, a clean slate. And they can, you know, I always wanted to be a baker.
Exactly.
I always wanted to be a jewelry maker.
Sure.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. And the opportunities are there. And there's help from the chamber through the state to start your own business. And, you know, one thing I think is important to touch on is that it's not an overnight explosion.
No.
It's something that we can't handle. You're looking at a 1% to 1.5% increase, which is absolutely sustainable.
Sure.
And what we've been shooting for all the time, slow and steady growth. So our friends and family can make a living.
Exactly. Because you don't want it to blow up too fast. You don't want it to turn into Fayetteville. People are, oh, it's going to be like Fayetteville. We can never be like Fayetteville. We can never be like any of those things there.
Right.
We mentioned the chamber. Obviously, you're with the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with the chamber.
Yes, you
we've
are.
We've been members for
years. You've been members for many years. And I know that you've done quite a bit. I remember back in the day that you won the Spirit Award from the Chamber because of your promoting small business in the area. So
thank
congratulations again on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then we also really appreciate you serving on the board of directors. You know, we need to have people from all facets of the community, and you've been active and showing up to every ribbon cutting and just right there. So we certainly appreciate you and the Z team and Century 21 for, you know, doing what you do.
And it's easy to do things that you like. And I think that we've always been, that's been part of the plan, is to give to the community.
Right.
And give back to the community.
Another thing I really like is watching your cast of The White River.
The cameras?
Yeah, the White River cameras. Oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah. I check in just about every day.
Good. Let's hit the parade real quick tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. The lineup starts at 5 o'clock on Hospital Drive. People enter from the West Road side off of 178 and come through that way. Mm-hmm. And then line up on Booker Drive. And, you know, the complete instructions are on our Facebook page, especially if you want to, get everything of what's going on, schedule of events and so forth. But that's in our featured section right there at the top of our Facebook page. Okay. Make sure you do Mountain Home Area Chamber of Commerce or you're going to get Mountain Home, Idaho. But you can see a full schedule of events there. And, everybody else that's there, you can see somebody that might know what's going on. They'll let you know what's going on as well. But
and we are an area Chamber of Commerce. I mean, we focus on Mountain Home.
Right.
But the chamber covers a wide.
We cover a wide area. You know, we have updated our MLS listings to include the whole area, entire Twin Lakes area. So that's one thing I'm proud of, that we have those updated and on our website every day. We have members as far north as Tecumseh with Sunburst Ranch and, as far south as Little Rock. And we're seeing a lot of more people actually coming from Little Rock. So.
Yes, indeed. Eric, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bob.
Giving people the information that they need.
Absolutely.
Great.
Well, Bob, we've reached that point in the show once again where it's time to take a look at This Week in Real Estate.
This Week in Real Estate, there were 27 new listings came on the market, 2 commercial properties, 7 parcels of land, 18 homes came on the market. It was a shortened week. There were 23 sales, 1 commercial property, 5 parcels of land, 17 homes sold. They range in price from $38,000 to $1.1 million. 6 properties expired. 27 had price changes, and we're going to see more and more of that going forward. Currently, we have 315 homes listed on the MLS, and that's up year over year, definitely. Year to date for this year, there's been 998 homes have sold for $228 million. The average sale price this year is $228,000 with the 86 days on market. Last year, there had been 1,097 homes that sold for $244 million. Average sale price last year was $222 with 79 days on market. And as we go back, you can see that the price of homes has increased every year going forward. It's starting to plateau a little bit because of the interest rates. Now, the interest rates have dropped some, but you don't see that in the papers or in the news cycle as much as you did when it was touching 8 and it was over 8. It was a big story. The fact that it's back down 7.75, 7.5, it's not the story that it was when you can get the little fear mongering going and get people's attention more. You know, good news doesn't sell. Bad news is what sells. And that's made a difference here, but it's made a difference more in the other markets where our people come from. We talk about tourism. We also talk about people that as they move here, they need to sell their house where they're at. And if they can't sell their house where they're at, then it makes it a little tougher for them to come here. So we've got great local banks here. Members of the chamber, if you need to bank, go to the chamber website. If you need a mortgage company, go to the chamber website. I mean, we use Chris Nassari for everything. He's a great source, and he's a great asset to the community for our business and also for local events that go on and the amount of money that's donated to charity here. I mean, we are so blessed to be where we are and be able to do the things that we do. I think that really can't be overstated. The community that we have is what brings people here.
You know, we're truly blessed, Bob, to have such a giving community. I've been here for 20 years and it amazes me just to see the amount of people that come together for a common goal and accomplish it. And I think other people see that from the outside and want to have a part of that.
Yes, indeed. Thanks. Look, it's the Z team. Call my honey. She's at 870-405-0793. Check out the website, retiredtoarkansas.net. You can see the cameras that Eric was talking about right up there. And that's the best thing you can do is you can call here. Join us next week here in our new nest on the Eagle 93.5.